This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good morning, everybody. Mishnah Yemi, we are Midos. Gimel Vav. Gimel Vav and Zion. Okay, Gimel Vav and Zion. Gu and Gaz. Yesterday was Dalet and Hey. Dalet, here we go. When it comes to the stones of the ramp and the stones of the Mizbeach, they used to get them from the valley of Beit Kerem. They would dig by untouched earth, bring complete stones that you are 100% certain they were never touched by iron, because iron touches even if it merely touches. If a stone is nicked in any way or form, it is possible. We weren't sure if it has a natural nick. That was something that we were not clear about. I didn't get clarity about that. If one stone was nicked, it's puzzle. The rest of them are kosher, but the mizbeach is puzzle until you fix it. You plaster the mizbeach twice a year, by Pesach and by Sukkot. You plaster the heichal once a year by Pesach, the Kavod Yom Tov. Why Pesach bedafka? I didn't get the answer for that. I don't know. Pesach was a big time. I mean, Sukkot is also a big deal. Pesach have all the Korban Pesach, but Sukkot you have all the Korbanos Chag. You have the Nisach HaMayim, Nisach Mizbeach Shoeva. It's also a big deal. I'm not sure.
It doesn't say when. It could be 2 weeks before Pesach or 3 weeks before Pesach.
It does not say. Correct. Pesach. I don't know. I don't have an answer for you. I think it would be within 30 days, but I can't tell you exactly. Rebbe says every Erev Shabbos, they would go to the Mizbeach and they'd wipe it down with a shmata, get off all the blood. They did not plaster the Mizbeach with a iron trowel, because concern it might touch and possle it. Iron has been created to shorten the days of man. Mizbeach has been created to lengthen the days of man. It is not fit that the barzel that shortens should touch the mizbeach that lengthens. Mishnah Hey. There were rings in the north of the Mizbeach, six rows of four rows of six. Same thing, it's just a matter of how you situate them. They were shecht the kachim kedoshim. I don't know whether the kachim kalim did not have rings. I don't know how that worked. I don't remember. I'm sure it's discussed. I don't remember. The base of Mitbachayim, this is the area where the shecht is, the north of the Mizbeach, with eight short pillars, with blocks of cedar wood on top, with iron hooks on them, three sets of three, according to some, others say it was one set of three in each one. On these hooks, you hang karbonos to be skinned, and the karbon is also on the bottom of it, or the head of it, is on a table of marble that was between the amud. Mishnah Vav. We have not, as far as Kalim of the Beis HaMikdash, the only thing we really spoke about is the Mizbeach. We didn't speak about the Menorah. We did not speak about the Shulchan. We did not speak about the Aron. And we did not speak about the Kiyar. So here we come to the Kiyar. What do they call it, the laver? What do they call the Kiyar? The laver?
No, they call it the Kiyar.
The Kiyar, okay. Those are called the laver or something, no? A Kiyar was Ben Ulam Mizbeach. It was situated between all of the Kalim of the Beis HaMikdash, the big ones. Well, okay, most of them were in the Kodesh. You have the Mizbeach, the Mizav, you have the Shulchan, you have the Menorah, Aron obviously in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and you have the big Mizbeach, Mizbeach HaChitzon, Mizbeach HaAvonim, in the Hazara, and you also have in the Hazara the Kiyar. The Kiyar is between the Ulam and the Mizbeach. Wash their hands and feet. Mashach Klape HaDarim, towards the south. Discussion exactly where it was. Oh, actually, it says, I'm sorry. Shtayim ve'esrim amma. 22 amas. What was 22 amas? Oh, no. Okay, yeah. Then I was right. Okay, I was right the first time. The Mishnah does not give any further details. I was right. Okay, I'm sorry. I apologize. So, Moshe Klabi Dharma is towards the south. Was it opposite the Kevesh? I think it was opposite the Kevesh, Pashtus. Okay. Fine. Ben Ulam Mizbeach, between the Ulam Mizbeach, was Shtayim Esramayos, 22 Amos. Ushtayim Esramayos, 12 steps Hayushalm. Okay. Let's figure out how everything was. Let's lay it out. We have Rum Maila. The height of each step was Chatzi Amo. Veshulcha, and the tread was an Amo. That's, we said, that's unusual. Most of the steps were half an Amo, half by half. These had long treads. Okay? Fine. The steps are being combined into three different parts. The first group of four, second group of three, that's seven, third group of five. The way to remember it, it's a little bit fishy. Daga, Dalad, four, Gimel, three, Hey, five, Daga. I don't know if that helps you at all, but okay. Fine. So the height of every step was half an amma. That's not a discussion. The tread of all of them actually differed. Let's see. Says the Mishnah. Amma, amma. The first one was an amma. Sorry, the second one was an amma. The third one was an amma. Roivichalj. The fourth one was a tread of three amos. Like a landing. How many amos altogether? One, two, three, six. No, they said five. I'm wrong. Aye. One, two, and three were an amma. One, two, three, four was three. That's six, no? I'm mixing something up here.
The second step.
One, two, three, six. I am right. It's six.
Three.
Oh, okay, yeah, it says here six. Okay, yeah, six. Fine. Amma, amma. Five, number five and number six were amma, amma. The Ravichalsh, then three again. So that's amma, amma. That's another five ammas. El Yoina, the top group. Amma, amma. We're all an amma each. And the last one was four. So you had four steps. There's an amma. And the last one was four, so a total of eight. It's a little hard to keep track of all this, but if you look at the graphic, I'll put in the video for a minute. You get it. So you see there, the first group is one, two, three, and then three is six. Okay, second group is one, two, then three is five. That gets us to 11. Okay, we're at 11 now. Fourth group is 1, 2, 3, 4, 4 plus 4 is 8. So we're at 19. Then you have three amos between the ulam and the mizbeach that are at the bottom. 19 plus 3 is 22. I think my math was right. 19, right? For 8, 5 is 13. Yeah, 19. Yeah, that's right. If you do aimer, al yun amo. Vereved Chamish. The top one was a tread of five, not four. Okay? Got that? And then between, according to him, there'd be between the Ulam and Zbeach only two Amos. Zion. Pischoy shel ulam. The opening of the ulam. Gavoy arboyim amo. Was 40 amos high. Verochvei esron amo. 20 amos wide. Pesach ulam. 40 by 20. V'chomesh malterois shel melas hayu al gabov. Five malterois. What are malterois?
Decorated oak beams.
Oak beams, thank you. That were on top. The bottom one was extended beyond the Pesach in Amin's direction. So if the Pesach was 20, it's 22. Shalmala mimeno, the one on top of that would be Amizamizaz, 24. Nimzal Yena, 24. Then you go to 26. Then you go to 28. Then you go to 30. There are how many altogether? Five. Nimzal Yena, Shleshim was 30. Vinidbach, Shalvana, Mayab, Ben Kalachzvas. There was a row of stones between each one. Want to do one more? That was quick. Yeah, one more? Mishnaches. Klonosei shel erez, beams of cedar, hayukvuin mikosle shel heichal lekosle shulam, were set in between the koisel of the heichal and the koisel of the ulam. From which direction? From east to west? I think from east to west. It wasn't so clear to me.
Doesn't say.
Doesn't say?
Doesn't say.
Gimel ches. I would love to see a picture of these things. Just to, as a brace. I like that word. It's a brace. It was very high. Located over the woman's entrance. Exactly the same. Okay. Yeah, from the eastern wall of the Heichal to the eastern wall of the Ulam. Right, okay. Yeah. Right. Between the Heichal and the Ulam, going that way. Okay. I guess it's only one direction they could have gone. Yeah, I guess that's pretty straightforward. Where else could they have gone? Kiddush Levit, the wall shouldn't buckle. These walls were very high. Let's say 100 amos, it says? Did I see that somewhere? I saw that somewhere. Very high. Fine. Some say they were covered in gold. That sounds nice. Kedesh Levit. Shar Shishal Zav, golden chains, Hayikvu and Betikar Shalom, were installed on the roof of the Ulam. Shebehen, Pirche Kuhuna, Oilin, Verayin, Es Ha'atarais.
So the kids could play.
The kids can go and see the crowns. What?
Wow.
What was going on here exactly? This is like a playground over here?
Yes, that's what it
sounds like. So it says over here, there were windows that were made like crowns. They had like domes, coverings, awnings that were gold and beautiful. This is unbelievable. The young Kohanim, the young guys, would go up the chains to check out the windows if they need to be fixed. Okay, so they weren't just on monkeying around.
Right, that's what it says, but it sounds...
Other,
but I don't know, the kids would be playing a lot on it.
I wouldn't trust my son.
You have a good son.
He's good, but he's a playful son. Some say there were actually gold crowns hanging in the windows. This is unbelievable. They went to go up the chains to go see them, to enjoy their pleasure. Others say that would be usher to do. You're only about to go up for checking them out. This is unbelievable. Where were these? These were in the Ulam, apparently. Yeah, when the Koisel Mizrachi of the Heichal. Wow. Wow. Shenemar Vataris Tia L'Chelem. The crowns were attributed to Chelem Toivia, Yidayo, Chain Ben Tzefanya, L'Zikaroin Beheichal Hashem. Wow. These are the people that donated them. This is going to get even more interesting. Gef and Shalzav. A golden grapevine was at the entrance of the Heichal. On top of the Pesach of the Heichal, there was a golden grapevine that we should be benched like the grapevines. Shlomo Melech planted this, and some say that it actually gave gold fruit every year. Obviously, quite miraculous.
Very miraculous.
In the Bais Rishon. They can get very rich that way, by the way. If you plant gold grapevines and it gives you gold grapes every year.
Especially if you held it until today.
Yeah, I think you'd be in good shape. Be a very wealthy man. Umudla al gabe klonosis. It was leaning on the beams. I Where is it planted? In the ground? I guess. This is unbelievable. I'm learning so many things. Kol mishum es nadev, anybody who gave money, ole a leaf, he'd bring a gold leaf, or a grape, or a cluster of grapes, a garger, a grape, or eshkol, a cluster, maybe even told him, and hang it onto it. Wow. 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 When they needed money, they would take one of them for purposes of the heichal. Only the kohen can hang it. Well, no one else can go in there. I don't know how you hang it exactly. You solder it on? I don't know exactly. Some say there were precious stones also on it. I understand. It started at the ground, but went all the way up to those beams up there? That's what went on? This is unbelievable. I'd love to see what this looked like. Wow. It sounds like we planted in the ground. This is unbelievable. Omer Elazar bar Tzadik, Maisa Haya, there was a story. V'nimnu Alea, they had to appoint Shalosh Meskan Trinan Shekhanim to move the grapevine. Why did they have to move it? It doesn't say. They do say this is exaggeration.
Yeah, it's not the real 300.
Just trying to say how heavy this was. Okay, everybody have a wonderful day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.